أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala recapitulates what was said before, and that was that whenever a Muslim has any, an ummati has any argument with somebody, or any matters even within himself, then he must find the solution by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran Sharif, and wholeheartedly he must submit to that. That is called a true believer. And a person who gives preference to his own thinking, his own choice, his own preference, that is not a true and complete believer. A true believer, that he has no reservations at all in any masala, in any ruling, in anything. He doesn't give preference to his own feelings, to his own ideas and thoughts, but he submits totally to what Allah Ta'ala has revealed and to what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. So it is very important to work on our iman that it reaches that level. Otherwise our iman is not complete and it's not perfect. If we have made our own selves our own gods, that is, we give preference to our own things. As Allah says in another ayat, رَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Did you see that stupid person who made his own desires his God? That is, we give preference to our thinking, we give preference to our desires, and we think that I am right here. And what Quran and Hadith has said, that does not apply to me, or it does not apply in these times. So Allah emphatically says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. So qasam hai tere rab ki, so definitely by the qasam of your Lord, of Allah Ta'ala, that is very emphatically and very with great stress Allah says, la yu'minuna hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara bainahum. Wo mu'min na honge yahan tak ke tujhko hi munsif jane us jhagre mein jo unme uthe. They can never have iman, that is perfect and correct iman, until they don't make you their judge in all the matters in which they have an argument of. That is, everything must be judged according to Quran and Hadith. It must not be judged by non-believers. Today, unfortunately, we take our court cases also, we take our arguments and our fights to the kuffar court, and we make a kafir judge, the judge over our matters. Whereas we should go to the ulama, the muftis, and then whatever they decide in the light of Quran and Hadith, we should all abide by that. But we unfortunately don't do that. And even those people who do appear to be religious and pious and do take their matters to the muftis and to the ulama, and it's quite clear that when a judgment is made, then it will be in the favor of one person, and the other person will be against that person. And we see in almost every case against whom that person, both of them, they sign their papers that we will accept the judgment wholeheartedly. But against whom the judgment goes, then they become enemies of those ulama. And then they are the ones who take it to the kuffar court. Even if it's husband and wife matters, whoever sees the advantage in Sharia and in Islamic law, then they opt for Islamic law. But it's not they want Islamic law. They see their own benefit. And those who see their benefit by going to the kuffar court, then they go to the kuffar court. All this is a sign of very, very weak iman. So, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. پھر نہ پاوے اپنی جی میں تنگی تیرے فیصلے سے. And after the decision is made, even if it is against them, they don't find any offense in it. They don't take offense they are not upset, but wholeheartedly, وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا or قَبُول كَرِي خُشِي سے, with great happiness they accept that command. Whatever Allah's and His Rasul's command is, they accept it wholeheartedly. This is how a believer is supposed to be. He must have that iman that Allah is our creator. Allah is the creator of the conditions. So whatever happens, it is Allah whose decision will be final. And we must accept that decision of Allah. But unfortunately, by and large, we don't. We go by our own nafs and our own desires. We go according to what people will say. We will go according to the kuffar, law, courts, etc. Very, very few are we who will accept the law of Allah in all our matters. And a person who makes in this an effort in this direction, then almost in all matters he will submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. If we just look at Fajr namaz, for example, how many of us give preference to our own sleep and our own comfort over the laws of Allah Ta'ala? When we see a woman on the road, how many of us give preference to our own eyes, our apparent enjoyment we get looking at that woman over the command of Allah? Allah's command is not to look, but we overlook Allah's command and we stare and gape at that woman, completely breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So in so many things, when we are overtaken with anger, then we forget totally that I'm a mu'min, that I believe in Allah. We give vent to our anger as though we are God ourselves and that everything is in our control. So in all matters, we have to work on our iman to that level that we submit totally to Allah Ta'ala and we don't have any desire of our own. This ayat explains it very beautifully. And فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, Allah says, surely, by the qasam of your Allah, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, a person that does not have iman, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until he does not make you the decision maker, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Deen, Quran and Hadith. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا, and then they don't find any tightness in their selves. Wholeheartedly they accept it. They don't feel offended in the least but مِمَّا قَضَيْتُ, of what the decision of Quran and Hadith is. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and with great happiness they accept that command. It can be totally against them also, but they accept it wholeheartedly. This is that level of iman. Then a person can call himself a mu'min. But unfortunately, we have got no wind of this. And so we won't make any effort for it also. And we just live our lives following our own desires, what society dictates to us, what the people and what are the customs. According to that, we live our lives and we don't see the commands of Allah and His Rasul. May Allah make it that we can understand that we are created by Allah. We are going to return to Allah. Allah is going to make decisions between us. So we should submit solely, fully to Allah Ta'ala and live our lives fully according to the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.